This episode of Creative Control was sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and the right strength for your prescription. If you don't like swallowing pills, no problem here. Get the Blue Chews. Blue Chews Sildenafil and Tadalafil. That's right, they're chewable. And the tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. I love Blue Chew. I use Blue Chew. Thank you, Blue Chew, for being around for Creative Control since the early days. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CREATIVE at checkout. CREATIVE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code CREATIVE to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew, as always, for sponsoring the podcast.
Joining me right now, I am honored to have returning to the show the legendary Mr. Joe Feeney from the Creative Control Network and also Keeping It 100 with Conan. Joe, thank you for coming back.
Happy to. If there's one thing I can kill some time doing, it's talking talking Guns N' Roses, even at fantasy booking sense. But you know, yeah. You neglected to mention the Raven Effect.
Oh yeah, that's new. I actually did listen to that last week. Well, everybody knows I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan. They're my favorite band. And you know, when I met Joe Feeney, he's an equal. He loves Guns N' Roses as much as I do. We always have great conversations on Twitter, DM, and I thought, you know, I gotta do a show about this somehow. And if you've ever met me and you've seen my arms, you'll see that Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 are on both of my forearms. These two albums, they came out in September of 91, I believe. They changed my life, man. I was in eighth grade. I was listening to, I'd sort of strayed away from rock music. I was listening to some other stuff, which I won't even mention because I'm so embarrassed by it. But when the You Could Be Mine video came out for the Terminator 2 soundtrack, I was thrown back. I'm like, oh, how did I go away from this, man? This is so amazing. And then, you know, a couple months later, the albums came out. They put me back on the right path. So, Joe, give me some famous double albums.
Physical Graffiti was a double album, right?
Yep.
What do you call it? The Wall. I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, of course. And but I mean, this like those are considered double albums. They're sold together, right? With Use Your Illusion, he went balls out and just sold two separate albums at full price. You know,
You know, people always say with double albums, you know, critics and stuff, they say, oh, this is a great double album, but if they would have only taken the great songs off the first one, the great songs off the second one, they could have made an amazing single album. You know, I hear that a lot, especially about Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. You know, there's a lot of filler on there, and it would have been a really strong, amazing single album. But with Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, I think they both stand on their own. There's very little filler. So we're going to do a little abstract thinking here, fantasy booking like Joe mentioned. We are going to pretend that we are the record label executives at Geffen Records in summer of 91. Guns N' Roses come to us with two complete albums, and we're going to say, no, this is going to be one album. So we're each going to cut it down. You know, I think CDs at the time, the maximum amount of music you could fit on a CD was 79 minutes. So that was the rule with this one. We had to cut it to 79 minutes or less. Joe, you're the guest. I'm going to let you go first. Give me your album from top to bottom.
So I don't want to say I did it the lazy way, but you'll notice that the tracks kind of go in the order that the albums eventually did anyway. So I kind of looked at the first song, which one, second song, which one, and I kind of meshed it that way with a couple of changes. So I did still start with Right Next Door to Hell. I just thought, you know, Civil War, we'll get on the reasons why songs got cut, but I'll just say Civil War had already been released. It was out on the soundtrack.
Yep.
I don't think it was, you know, maybe it's a great live song, and I love Civil War, but for this new album coming out, I just thought Right Next Door to Hell would have been the perfect opener. 14 Years would be the second track. When you put the two albums next to each other, I happen to prefer 14 Years a lot, although I do like Dust and Bones. 14 Years is great because it's basically Izzy talking about the problems he's having with Axl. And then seeing those guys eventually sing it together, which they did even up to a few years ago when Izzy would show up, is just funny to me because he's just burying the guy. It's like McCartney put out that Lennon. Was it McCartney that put out How Can You Sleep at Night, or did Lennon put it out about McCartney?
Lennon put it out about McCartney.
Right. So it would be like seeing those guys do that song together. I did change a little bit of the track listing here. I put You Could Be Mine at 3. I figured single, just have it there, you know. Go from 14 Years into another rocking song, which was a single. Don't Cry at 4. Perfect Crime at 5. Even though, like, the next, I went Perfect Crime and then Shotgun Blues. And even though they're not the lyrically strongest, there's going to be plenty of time for that on the album. And it's just two rock songs back to back after the slowdown of Don't Cry, you know, which a lot of the Appetite for Destruction fans, they hold on to that album because it's just fucking almost wall-to-wall rock with the exception of Sweet Child and Think About You, really. So a lot of the Guns N' Roses fans, they don't care for, you know, Don't Cry or November Rain. They don't want that shit. So in this case, I followed Don't Cry with the two rock songs. Bad Obsession at 7. Just always really liked it. Pretty Tied Up at 8. I moved Yesterday's down to 9. And then we get into some of the longer songs. And I was actually surprised that I fit so many. You know, as I was doing it, I was adding songs into my Amazon Prime list here so I could keep track of the minutes. And so Yesterday's November Rain would have to be on it. There was a famous quote from Axl where he did the Howard Stern show in like 89, you know, 2 years before it came out. And people that don't know, November Rain was being worked on for a long ass time. I think the first demo was like 82 or something. It's on that box set. So he said on Stern at the time during that interview that if he couldn't get it right, if he couldn't record and release November Rain the way that he wanted it, he would just quit. Not even release the album, quit the music business. So November Rain was like, it was going to be on the album no matter what. You know, it just had to be in the form that he wanted. We're going to go Locomotive, Estranged, and then we're going to wrap up with the same way I think they wrapped up Illusion 1 anyway, with Dead Horse and Coma. You know, same kind of reasons. You know, you go, Yesterday's is a little more laid back. November Rain's a long ballad. Locomotive's long, but it's more of a rocker. Estranged is its own animal. I don't even really know what to call it. You know, it's definitely rock, but it's unique. And then Dead Horse is more of a shorter single type song. And then Coma, of course, is, I almost wasn't going to include Coma, but I couldn't think of a better way to close the album. It's actually, I liked it a lot when I was young and the albums first came out, and I was really, really thrilled to see them bring it back live. But I don't know, it's, you know, a song grows on you. This kind of has done the opposite, where I don't like it as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. But it's still the best way to close the fucking album. It just is. It's pretty amazing.
WWE's biggest two-night event is this weekend in Tampa, Florida. To celebrate this historic event, DraftKings, an official gaming partner of WWE, is putting you in the center of the action with $50,000 up for grabs this weekend. Each night of WrestleMania will have a $25,000 free-to-play contest. Playing for your share of $50,000 is easy. Download the DraftKings app, sign up using promo code CREATIVECONTROL, and enter the DraftKings free-to-play WrestleMania pool. Answer questions like who will make a surprise appearance and who is walking away victorious. The customers with the most correct answers will get their share of the $50,000 in prizes that is up for grabs throughout the weekend. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. So download the DraftKings app now and use promo code CREATIVECONTROL to enter the free WrestleMania Prediction Challenge with $50,000 up for grabs throughout the weekend. So use promo code CREATIVECONTROL now and enter two free $25,000 contests each night of WrestleMania. Only at DraftKings, an official gaming partner of WWE. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
So that'll be my 14 tracks. I actually, it slid in at 78 minutes. So.
Wow. Yeah. It was hard, man. It's so hard because like there's like four songs that are above 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you might have three songs instead of Coma, you know?
Right. And there's something I had to like, I like Breakdown a lot. I don't know if a lot of people do, but it just didn't make the cut. And if you notice certain songs that I left out, like I left out Live and Let Die. I left out Knocking on Heaven's Door. I just didn't see any reason to take up time with covers. Knocking on Heaven's Door had previously been released as well, I think a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was on a soundtrack, and then there were some live versions that were out. Live and Let Die is great live. I just don't – just never – it's not one of my favorites, you know. And Get in the Ring I cut because I just think it's fucking stupid, you know. Again, when I was a kid, like, that was funny as shit. Who's he talking about? And he's making fun of these guys, and he's cursing and all this, and now you look back and you're like, that was some dumb shit, and I can't believe they never should have let him release that and kind of make an ass of himself. So Fine definitely was on the cut list. Don't Damn Me, I actually put on one of my top fives that I did with Husey. I think it's the one you were on. I think it's excellent lyrically, and actually it has one of these like forgotten guitar solos. If you listen back to Don't Damn Me, Slash fucking, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable solo. Just didn't make it. Double Talk and Jive, it's all right. I mean, but it's 2 minutes of a song and then 6 minutes of Slash is, you know.
Yeah.
So just filler. You know, as far as those albums go anyway, but so I fit in the parameters. I made the 78 minutes, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And actually I did make a playlist and I'm going to listen to it. If I ever get up my fat ass and go walking or something.
Yeah. So you cut out My World.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Even if I could have fit another 2 minutes on my, it's fucking hard. Again, it's the problem of, and if you read about the band, they were so successful at that point and people placated them. And babied them so much that things like that, they were just going to happen because no one was going to say no, especially not only did he not want to, you know, poke the golden goose or whatever, but the guy, Axl, is so notoriously difficult at that time.
Yeah.
So not only do you not want to upset him, but you don't want to get in his, you know, kind of his way and make him angry and possibly set off some kind of reaction where he's not going to perform or whatever. So it was just the matter of having a bunch of people around him going, oh, that's a great idea. You wrote this song on shrooms and it's, yeah, this is like great. This is going to be a whole new genre. You're a genius.
Yeah.
It's like, I have friends that really like it. Just, I think, to irritate me. They're like, no, that's great. My World. That's awesome. Stop playing it on the fucking jukebox. It's terrible.
But. All right. Well, that's an excellent list. We have, there's a lot of similarities in ours. So I did the same thing. I started off hot with Right Next Door to Hell. Perfect way to start an album. And this song is just ferocious, you know, and I think it was about Axl's neighbor in West Hollywood. I think he was in a condo.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was written about. Also for number two, I stuck with the Izzy Stradlin song, but I picked Dust and Bones while you picked 14 Years. Mm-hmm. I always liked that one better. There's great live versions of this song. I think it's on isn't it on the live album?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love 14 Years, and it's like, you know, either one, I could have gone either way. But so for number three, I kept one cover. You know, there's Knocking on Heaven's Door and there's Live and Let Die. I cut out Knocking on Heaven's Door. Same reason you did. It was already released. It was on the Days of Thunder soundtrack. I kept Live and Let Die. I love it. I love their version of it. And it's a short song. So,
yeah.
I kept Don't Cry, the original version. I have that at number four. And then I had Perfect Crime right after that. I love Perfect Crime. It's so fast and aggressive. And
it's funny because somewhere in 06, this showed up on the set list again as an alternate selection or whatever. And then it was on there again like after the reunion. And I think there might have been footage at one point of the band rehearsing it. And I thought to myself, like, dude.
No way.
Come on, man. And I love the band. I love Axl. I like his voice now. It's not 91, you know. But he can do, some songs aren't that great, but he can do what he needs to do. But if he would have tried, like the end part of Coma, every time I'm like, oh, he's almost got it. And then he'll like lose his breath or whatever. Perfect Crime should not be attempted. That's all I'm going to say, you know. Absolutely not.
Yeah. You know, it's been a strange year. It's been a horrible winter, and I guess everyone's been doing their projects indoors, you know, major house cleaning, boxing up clutter, putting it away in the closets, doing what you got to move furniture, you know, whatever you had to do, there was no excuse not to do it, right? Because we were all stuck inside. But spring is just around the corner, and that means it's time to get the lawn on track. I know, the last thing anyone needs or wants is another complicated or toxic lawn product. But Sunday is more than a lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take out all the guesswork and unwanted chemicals, so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for people, pets, and the planet. Personally, I can't wait to start using my Sunday products. They did a free lawn analysis to send me the perfect stuff, and it's really the first time I'm going to get serious about lawn care. You know, when you're in a nice neighborhood, you want your lawn to look nice, too. If it looks crappy, it reflects on your neighbors. They get upset with you and all that, so it's also a point of pride, too. You want the front of your house to look nice. So I can't wait to get my Sunday products and get this grass looking as green as it can be. Plus, Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. All I have to do is go to GetSunday.com, put in my home address, and their free lawn analysis tool will take care of the rest in just seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan so you get all the stuff your lawn needs and nothing it doesn't. Sunday is made with ingredients that you can actually pronounce, like seaweed, iron, and molasses, so you can grow better and feel better about it. Sunday explains exactly what you get and why. And everything is sent straight to your door right when you need it. All I have to do is attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. Lawn care can take up a whole day, you know how it goes. But now it can take less than 15 minutes. And best of all, this stuff really works. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/creative to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/creative.
Then I got Bad Obsession after that. Did you cut that one?
No, that was my 7.
Bad Obsession. I love that song. I love the harmonica. That was always a great live song. It's on the Tokyo video.
Yeah.
And then after that, I have Pretty Tied Up. This is such an underrated song.
Yeah.
Another Izzy song.
Yeah. And you'd think with, I always liked when I was younger, the songs that he did like this that were kind of in his lower key, you know?
Yeah.
You'd think that with people kind of wanting to see different songs and let's change up the set list a little bit, they're Pretty Tied Up in Bad Obsession would be right in the wheelhouse. He could easily do them. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
So after that, I have probably my favorite song, Locomotive.
Yeah.
I love this song. This is another one that I wish they would do live. I think they only did it live once or twice. Once in New York in like 92, I think.
And he struggled.
Yeah. They were supposed to do it with Jeff Beck in Paris on the pay-per-view, right. And they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen the rehearsal footage of it, and it was amazing.
That was supposed to be responsible for Jeff Beck having the hearing problems, right?
Yeah.
Doable.
Yeah. Yeah, after that, I got Double Talking Jive, the song which you cut. I love this song, man. Oh, my God.
Another Izzy song.
Yeah, I got a lot of Izzy on here. Yep. After that, just like on the album, I got Double Talking Jive and then November Rain.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be shocked. I cut Estranged.
Ah.
Now, I didn't cut it because I don't like it. I cut it just because I'm thinking... You know, we'll save that for the next album. I think you can only have one. If it's a single album, you can only have November Rain or Estranged. Can't have them both.
Yeah.
So I'm going with November Rain. My favorite power ballad of all time. Mm-hmm. I love this song. The piano is the most prevalent thing in the song. And there's no way I'm cutting this, man. Beautiful video. Perfect song.
It's as fantasy booking as a record exec or whatever, that's a fair call for sure. Like, dude, you could, this is good, this is really good shit, and you could save it for the next one, you know?
Yeah. So. After that, I got Garden of Eden. I cut the garden. I mean, it's like a 6-minute song. It's cool Alice Cooper's on it, but
yeah,
I'm gonna cut the fat. But Garden of Eden, it's like 2.5 minutes. Another really super fast song, really aggressive. I love this song, so I put that on there. After that, I have another ballad, So Fine. I love Duff McKagan. Duff McKagan is my inspiration. He's the reason I started playing bass in eighth grade. And when this song came out, I loved it. I love the piano. Anything with a piano, and I'm going to love.
Yeah.
And, you know, Axl starts the song off, but then Duff takes over the lead vocals. I love seeing this on the Tokyo video that came out in 92.
Mm-hmm.
Duff has done this a couple times in various solo bands. So fine. So Fine, beautiful song. After that, You Could Be Mine. You put it a little bit earlier. I'm going to keep it right where it's at towards the end. Mm-hmm. They say the song goes back to before Appetite for Destruction, but I've never heard any demos from that time period. Have you?
No, and I don't think there's nothing on the box set, right?
No, there's nothing. You know, you can find some old live videos. There's like some guy recorded a few shows from 85, but I can't find this song anywhere. I've never seen a record of it played live.
Because even in the liner notes for Appetite, it's got, you know, with your bitch slap rapping and your coke, yeah, whatever. And people knew the line. They're like, what the fuck does this mean?
Average interest rates on credit cards are over 17% APR. Have you looked at your interest rate lately? Listen, pay off your credit cards and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at just 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And I can speak from experience right now, folks. It's not like my credit or my debt was out of control or anything, but I did need a little help-ski as I approached buying the house we live in. And I needed to fix some negative items quick. And LightStream was there to help. I got my money the same day, and we are on our way. I can't recommend them enough. So just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/creative. LIGHTSTREAM.com/creative. CREATIVE. Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR. And include a 0.50% autopay discount. The lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/creative for more information.
Second to last, I got Bad Apples.
Ah, forgot about it.
Yeah. I love this song, man. I love it's a real funky song. I love the intro. The chorus is fucking amazing.
Yeah. It's another one that they could slide in today with his voice, yeah, you know, easily.
Yeah. And then closing out, there's really only one way to close out this album, and that's with Coma.
Sure.
10 minutes and 8 seconds. I'll never forget that time. 10:08. I used to have all the times memorized of all the songs.
Right.
Like, I know Estrange is 9:36.
Yeah.
I had all the lyrics memorized back then. Now, when I hear a new song now, I can't retain one line out of a song anymore. My memory is shot.
Yeah.
A bad concussion, but... Dude, I had all these lyrics memorized back then. I used to read them while I was listening to it.
Right.
One thing about the liner notes in this album is that they had, like, every person, what they did on the song.
Yeah.
Like, Shannon Hoon, background vocals, mm-hmm, you know, on whatever. Or they had, like, you know, harmonica, whoever.
What's his name? Teddy Andreas or Andreas?
No, I think Michael Monroe played harmonica.
Yeah. I think you're right, yeah.
From,
and then Axl's guys like Del James.
Yeah.
The Garden, I think, and who was his other guy that died?
West Arkeen.
Yes, and he wrote It So Easy.
And Yesterday's, and yeah. And then about half the songs, I think Axel played piano on, then half of them Dizzy was on.
And I think it's the same way as like using Del James's lyrics or West Arkeen, or it's almost a way of getting these guys all a paycheck.
Yeah,
because
he hooks his friends up, man. Whoever's loyal to him, he really, you know, Del James, even to this day, here we are 25 years later. I think Del James is like still his personal road manager, whatever his job is, but he's hooked up for life, man.
Yeah, and even the guy who does the intro at the beginning of the concert is the same, with the real deep, scratchy, whatever his name is. I forget it, but
I think that's Duff's Bass Tech. There's a Velvet Revolver live album, and he's on that. I think that is Tom Mayhew.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mike Mayhew. They're two brothers. One of them was the bass tech, and then the other guy did something else.
You wanted the best. Well, they didn't fucking make it. So here's what you get from Hollywood: Guns and Roses.
Of all the bands in the world,
one of them.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
And then there's like a Velvet Revolver one where he goes,
the Hulk couldn't tonight, but we've got some comic book characters for you from Hollywood. Velvet Revolver.
But a couple that we didn't cover. I mean, what do you think about the two versions of Don't Cry?
I mean, either one. The music's the exact same. I'm not a lyric guy, really, so either one works for me. So Yesterday's, I love it, but, you know, that's just something that had to get cut for me. Yeah. Shotgun Blues, I cut. I think that's filler. I mean, it's a cool, fast punk song, but for me, that's filler. You Ain't the First, which I love.
I love You Ain't the First. Yeah, I'm surprised.
I love this song so much, and I love even more is the live version they did at the end of the Usual Illusion tour when they were doing that acoustic set.
Mm-hmm.
That is an it's amazing. And at one point, Izzy came back to the band to fill in for Gilby, and I think that's when they brought that back. Breakdown, I like this song, but you know, it had to be cut. It's a very long song, especially it's got that long outro with the spoken word thing. The cut Estranged, which did hurt. I love Estranged. It's a masterpiece. For fantasy booking, I had to cut it.
But do you think if Estranged was released first, that it would have been reversed? Like Estranged would have been the really big one in November and it would be the more hardcore fans hit?
I don't know. Estranged is really a very mature song. I mean, it's not, I don't think that's going to play on the radio that well. It's not such peaks and valleys in that song. I mean, it's real loud and then it gets real soft and it goes into that dolphin part. You know, there's so many different parts of the song. So I don't think that would have made a good single.
Yeah. But it's cool to see when they play it live. And I've seen it, I think I've seen it 8 or 9 times or something like that since 2011. But it was cool for me to see the crowd react to different songs that I didn't know they would react to, like Estranged or even Sorry. Just things where I'm like, oh, people do know this, you know. And Estranged obviously was way more successful. The album's way more successful than Chinese Democracy. But to me, it's still cool to see some of the, it's not Sweet Child, it's not Paradise City. Sometimes people kind of go get their beer or whatever. So seeing people know Estranged and singing along and stuff, it's like, oh, this is fucking awesome. People do know this, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Dead Horse, I love it, but yeah, I had to cut it. I mean, well, Joe Feeney, like you said before, you're on Raven's show now. What's that called? The Raven Effect?
Raven Effect. Comes out every Monday on MLW Radio. Keeping It 100 with Conan comes out every Thursday. And then the Creative Control Network, you can follow on Twitter at the CC Network 1. Check out all the shows on Spreaker. Shows, of course, that include Shane Helms, Animal, Husey, The Four Sportsmen, Hambone, Pat McNeil, Honorable Mention. And now What's Your Favorite with Jamie Irwin came on board as well. So, and I'm happy. I liked doing his show and I like listening to his show. So that was cool that we got him aboard now.
All right, Joe Feeney, I want to thank you again. And, you know, hopefully I'll show up on another Creative Control show at some point. Mm-hmm. I love being on that network. Everybody, check out ProWrestlingTees.com/...
CC with Joe Feeney. Yeah, you can get all the Creative Control shirts there.
If you're looking to get rid of a few pesky pounds or even just maintain your weight, Bellway may be able to give you the boost you need. The super fiber in Bellway keeps you feeling full for a longer time after you eat. This can cut cravings so you eat less. This means you end up eating fewer calories in a day, which can help keep your weight in check. It's important to drink more water when you take Bellway fiber, and drinking more water has also been linked to weight loss. Bellway is an organic, all-natural, vegan, keto, paleo-friendly, and gluten-free fiber supplement that contains zero sugar. It's flavored with real fruit, so it tastes better than other fiber brands. Bellway is safe to drink every day, 1 to 3 times a day. To take it, simply mix it with water or blend it with your smoothie and drink it immediately. Bellway can come in tubs and stick packs starting at $19.99, and it's available in the U.S. only. So to check out Bellway Fiber, you can use the link in the show notes or just go to getbellway.com and use the code CCD20 to get 20% off your first order. That's CCD20. For 20% off your first order of Bellway Fiber.